Hey yo, what's going on y'all? It's your boy CJ Mello back with another Mello podcast. So there's a lot of trailers that came out this weekend, and I haven't watched any of them. It's Tuesday. Got a couple came out on Saturday, some came out on Sunday, and I think one came out yesterday, and then today, this morning, Tuesday morning, another one came out. We have a Guardians of Galaxy Volume 3 official teaser trailer about to hit at y'all. We're gonna do the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse trailer, number 2, that just came out this morning. We're gonna do the Blue Beetle trailer. There was one more I feel like I am missing. When you're telling it to me, Blue Beetle one's the most. Oh, and the Secret Invasion trailer that I think everybody's been waiting for. But I think we're going to start off with the teaser trailer with Guardians. You might hear some stuff in the background. You'll hear the audio a little bit. Also, I'll try to edit it out so I don't have to use all the audio. But, alright, y'all ready? Y'all going to hear this? Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. I'm so lost right now. Little teaser.
Wait.
Are you ready? Like setting up. Are you really, really ready?
Go.
Tickets are on sale. Oh, that's what this is for.
I was 8 years old when I left Earth.
You want me to drive? No, I'll drive.
Peter's learning how to drive. That's funny. That's funny, man. See, I like that. It was a quick little teaser trailer. It's just saying, tickets are ready to buy. Want to go buy them? Go buy them. Movie comes out May 5th. All right, y'all. Movie comes out May 5th. Get ready. The final movie of the Guardians. I know there's going to be some ups, some downs, some sadness about to happen in that movie. But, you know what I'm saying? I'll be right back. And then we're probably going to hit you with the Secret Invasion trailer. Because Blue Beetle's going to be last. I'm straight up be real with y'all. Blue Beetle's going to be last. All right? I'll catch y'all in a second. Alright y'all, we are back and we're about to do the Secret Invasion trailer with Samuel Jackson. There's a lot of things that they show here that kind of give you an idea of who everybody might be. I will probably cut in and out the audio, because obviously I don't want to get in trouble on copyright stuff. But yeah, let's go. I haven't seen this yet, so you got Samuel walking down a path with it holding a gun.
Gone. Things have gotten much worse.
Oh shit, something just blew up a mausoleum?
How do you think I came back?
So he left the world, he left Earth, now he's back. But he knows something's wrong, something's going on.
You're in no shape for this fight that lies before us, old friend.
I'm gonna cut the audio. Everybody thinks Nick is dead. He has a burial site. He's walking with, what's her name? God, I forgot her freaking name. Oh, shit. Everybody's like in a tomb. Basically, Secret Invasion is about when the Skrull take over Earth, but nobody knows about it. And everybody thinks it's normal. Everybody, it's like clones of everybody, but they're actually aliens living in on Earth as aliens. Oh, Don Cheadle's back too.
You don't know what they have planned for you.
Amelia Clark.
The great Nick Fury. I
like Monica Rambeau in the back. Round. Invasion. Let's go. Streaming June 21st. Let's go. On Disney Plus. Yeah, buddy. one last fight, he says. Woo! Like I said, Secret Invasion is basically when the Skrull came to Earth at some point in time and no one knew about it, and they basically took over people's body, like identities, essentially. And Samuel, I'm trying to figure out when he left Earth. And he clearly figured this out. And now he's back to like figure out who's real and who's not. Because when you see at the end of, I don't want to say Endgame, all the movies, him and Maria turn into a Skrull. Which means that those they weren't the real Nick Fury and the Maria. Was it Maria? God, why do I not remember her freaking name? I feel so dumb. She's been with them since like the first movie. It's the first time he pulled up for S.H.I.E.L.D. But essentially everybody's a, essentially most of, I would say like 80% of the Earth is a clone. So what if the, what you call it, the Endgame, what they got, let's say they cut back to Endgame, and let's say most of those superheroes weren't really human. They were actually Skrull fighting for humans. You know? This is just a guess I'm throwing out there. But who knows? We don't know. It's wait and see time, you know? It's wait and see time. Alright, so we'll be back again, and we're gonna hit the Spider-Man trailer that came out early this morning. I'm not sure what time it came out, but it came out this morning. Before 7:30 this morning. Alright, we'll be back in a second. Check. Hey guy, what's going on? Do you guys ever feel tired? And you just want a nice little pick-me-up to, you know, just wake you up a little bit, but won't drag you down right after you finish, your energy's all gone? Go check out W.GG. Literally, I actually bought it, you know what I'm saying? And I tried it. I'm like, first thing, the flavors are fucking phenomenal. One almost tastes like a Starburst. It's called Dub Slime. That's just ridiculous. But my favorite one is Galaxy Grenade. Has nice, sweet taste. It tastes a little berry-ish, little berry style to it. It's delicious. But you also go check out. Go to W.GG. And if you use my code MFG22, you get 10% off your order, all right? Thank you all once again. Again, W.GG, use code MFG22. All right, we are back. Thank you for that. Again, go check out that W Energy. Y'all know what it is. We're back for the official number 2 trailer of Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. So what I heard from the director, supposedly, is he's doing, like, 3 different animation styles in this movie. I think that's kind of cool. Because if you remember from the first Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, that comic book style was what, besides a great story, it gave the movie something different in animation. That's why I think so many people love that movie. The story was awesome, but the animation style was so different, and it felt like you were in, like they made you feel like you just jumped into a comic book and you were just walking around. And just looking at comic books. A live-action comic book. So, again, I'm going to do the same thing I did with the Secret Invasion. I'm going to cut out some of the audio. That way, you know, y'all know. Y'all know the drill. All right. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Official trailer number 2. Let's go. It starts now. Oh, Spider-Man from India. Forgot the name.
Miles Morales. I'm Brooklyn's one and only Spider-Man. And things are going great.
I love his suit, man.
You're supposed to be your body.
All right, whatever.
What in
wow. Uh-oh.
Whatever?
You don't say that to a Latin mother.
Like a cow or a Dalmatian. I am the spot.
That's not funny.
Don't do that.
That's funny.
Miles' grades are pretty good. A in AP Physics.
That's my little man.
And a B in Spanish.
A B in Spanish. Yeah, I know that feeling.
and I think you know it.
Social with Marvel. Oh, here pulls up Gwen. Different universe. And they go into the Spider-Verse. You got Spider-Woman. Punk Spider. I forgot the Spider one from India's name. And, you know, 2099. In the trailer, they're showing different animation styles. Freaking love it, dude. Miguel O'Hara. Something happened. I'm not sure what happened, but something happened. Oh, Peter with the baby. Awesome. I'm going to have to see this again later. Oh, no. No. His dad doesn't die, does he? Mom's daddy don't die, does he? Oh, dude, this is intense already. Something major is happening across the Spider-Verse. And it's up to them. I think probably Miles to save it. They need Miles' help, clearly. Why is 2099 fighting Miles, though? I wonder. Or is Miles the reason why the universe, the multiverse, is the way it is? Huh. Oh my god. All these Spider-Men. Oh my god. It's so awesome. Oh my god. This is the movie I wish I had as at least a teenager. Was that a horse in a Spider-Man mask? Was that a horse in a Spider-Man mask? And this movie comes out June 2nd. Ooh, wait, what? Wait a second. What? Okay, I got too many movies coming out in June. Give me a second, guys. Give me a second. Let's see. Can't even spell Spider. Spider-Man. Yeah, Across the Spider-Verse release date. It says October 7th. But why does that trailer just say June 2nd? I am very confused. Does anybody know? I know it's supposed to be like two parts. But I'm very confused on when it's coming. Can somebody please tell me? And then we got the spot too. I'm not really sure that much about the spot. I've heard of it. Just not sure when it's come. What is the spot about? And they actually do the little point, Spider-Man points. When is Spider-Man released? Spider-Man Across the Spider is slated for release on June 2nd. Oh my god. What? Oh. So are we getting like two parts this year? Like part one June 2nd and part two like October? I'm lost, yo. But let me think this over. We'll be right back. Alright, we are back. It was a quick little break, very quick. It's Blue Beetle time. I am excited for this trailer. I've been ready for this trailer since it came out. Man, let's just get into it, you know. I'm gonna play some parts, so here we go. Little Beetle.
Excuse me, Mr. Reyes.
He's at a party or something.
Scraping the gum off that lounger or what?
Oh, he's working. Palmera City.
You always land on your feet, bro. You're high man.
They don't get out much.
This is awesome, dude. The Jenny Cord? Wait, the Scarab is that small in the movie? It looks dope. Like, Skev Hardy looks dope. Oh, sure. Went to his face. George Lopez. I was on his back now. Oh, shit. It literally took over his body. It's a symbiote. It's like Venom. It's taking over him. Dude, this suit looks crisp. I've seen photos of this suit before the trailer. Oh my god. This summer.
It's called the Scarab. It's some kind of world destroying weapon. It's designed to protect its host.
Oh.
Sometimes it does what you want and sometimes it doesn't.
Snap.
I think I cut a bus in half.
The Scarab chose you. To me.
Victoria Cord. Carol Pex. The Indestructible Man. Oh, Ted Korn's whip. Definitely about family. Oh. Let's go! Let's go! I do like the fact his family knows about it too. I think that's cool. Oh my god, I'm hyped! I'm hyped. Y'all need to go see this trailer. Go watch it if you haven't watched it yet. Oh my god, I'm already in love. That suit looks phenomenal. Woo! Let's go! I mean, until you hear my voice, how excited I am for it. But, yeah, y'all know what it is. Check me out on Twitter, at MellowPod22. Check me out on the YouTubes. Excuse me. Another fellow gaming. Blue Rhino as my avatar photo picture, whatever you want to call it. Go, go, go. And on Twitch, Mellow Fellow Gaming, all one word. You'll see a rhino also, just a different color. I think black and yellow. It's been a while since I've been on Twitch, but I got to shout that out. And also, like I said, hit that commercial before. W Energy. Oh, check out the Good Pods. Good Pods, best podcast out there. I won't say better than Spotify, but it'll be there. It'll be there. Mainly for independent podcasters. All right? Older forever. One love. Peace.